You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time, I like to say. All right, well, listen, we've been doing what we could to try and get candidates on the air so you could sort of meet them electronically, if you will. I mean, I know that not everybody's going to get to shake every candidate's hand. And having that opportunity is really, I mean, it shouldn't be rare, but it is, because there's no way they can be everywhere at one time. So that being said, getting them on the air where you can hear their voice and hear how they present who they are has been important, and we've made that a part of this show now for the last couple of months. One of those candidates who we've not had a chance to have on until now is John Sutherland. John Sutherland is running against the incumbent Tim Melson for State Senate District 1. That's up in the northwestern part of the state. We've got like Lawrence County, Limestone County, that area. I think it goes from Florence all the way through Muscle Shoals, maybe down to Muscle Shoals, over to Athens, through Rogersville. Anyway, John Sutherland has a BS from UNA and a master's degree from Vanderbilt. He has taught for a number of years at UNA and is now running for the state Senate. So without further ado, let me bring him on. John Sutherland, how are you doing today, sir?
Outstanding. Thank you, Phil.
I'm glad you're on the show.
I just want to say thank you for the great work that you do at the Alabama Policy Institute, and thank you for this opportunity to address your audience on WVNN. District 1 is all north of the Tennessee River. It's Lauderdale, all of Lauderdale County, most of Limestone County, Highway 72 north. It excludes the city of Athens. That's in Senator Stutt's district 6. And I have the western part of Madison County. Well, I don't get down into Lawrence County, but we have lots of connections there.
Well, good. And I appreciate, by the way, that was one of the first things I wanted to ask you, aside from introducing yourself, was describe where the geography of the district is, because I know they all changed with the most recent redistricting. So.
Yes. And I should mention about Limestone County, they have four Senate districts.
Yeah.
And so there's an opportunity there for them to have a lot of political clout in Montgomery.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that.
I'm running, as you say, against Senator Melson. When the 2019 gas tax was passed, a number of us started recruiting candidates to run against the conservative Republicans who passed that gas tax without voter approval. I'm the candidate to oppose Senator Melson, who voted for that tax and supported it.
Well, let me ask you, John. Hey, John, let me jump in there real quick. So this is your first foray into politics of any kind. Am I correct?
We represented Senator in 1980 when Ronald Reagan was running. We represented Senator Jeremiah Denton in North Alabama. But yes, this is the first time I've run as a candidate.
Well, and we appreciate you get your name out there and put your name on the ballot, because I've told folks many times on the show, having done it myself, it's no easy thing. I mean, you're literally, it's like a popularity contest, but it's not. I mean, you're really asking people to approve you as being the best for a job. What led you to the point that you thought about putting your name on a ballot?
As you know, Alabama does not have a recall law. So the only way you can get a senator or representative out of office is beat them at the polls. And so you have to give the voters a choice, and that's what we're doing. We're going to give the voters in District 1 an opportunity to say no to Senator Melson. No more taxes without voter approval.
Well, I knew that gas tax would come back and haunt some of them, and Tim is one. Tim was also the architect of the marijuana bill, and I'm not sure if that's factored into your campaigning or not. How was that received back home when it was passed?
Well, as you know, the marijuana law creates a whole new government bureaucracy to oversee the legal growth of marijuana in Alabama. This is not medical marijuana as it's being presented. Medical marijuana has been available through doctor prescriptions at pharmacies for a number of years. This is recreational marijuana with a medical marijuana cover. So it's a bad law.
I agree. And like you said, it also grew government, and that bill even raises taxes. So, So John, you're out there, you got your name on the ballot, and how's the race going in your opinion? I mean, you're getting out there and seeing folks and probably finding nooks and crannies of your district you didn't know existed.
We were up in Ardmore this past weekend. We were putting out signs at a little crossroads where there was a country store with three or four gas pumps. And this man came rushing up to us, and we thought he was going to tell us we couldn't put our signs out. And he said, is one of you him? And I said, yes, sir. My name is John Sutherland. I'm a candidate for state senate. He said, I just want to shake your hand. I never have met one. We get lots of people putting their signs out, but they're not the candidates. So he just wanted to meet a candidate who was actually putting his signs out. So we've met a lot of great people.
Well, and that is solid. And I saw, by the way, getting ready for you coming on the air, I looked up your website. I saw that you got a long history there in your area, but you also, you got a speech that you did that is actually on the website, where you touted, some of your campaign platforms. Aside from gas taxes, what else are you running on?
Two terms is enough. We need term limits. We have incumbents like my opponent who have raised over $2 million in campaign funds. And it's hard for, anybody to run against somebody who has that much money. So if we have two-term limits and then out, that'll level the playing field and allow other people to have an opportunity to represent their district.
Well, I don't disagree with that. When I was in, I served for two terms, and then I just felt like my time was done. But I also have been one of the very few who signed on to term limit bills every time one came up. All right.
Senator Melson said in the 2018 election to his opponent at that time that she should have waited to run this time because he was not going to run again. But here he is running for a third term.
Well, so they've got somebody they can work with, I think, is part of it, down in Montgomery, I guess. But so John, you head down to Montgomery. What one thing, if you could hang your hat on it, would you want to do as a state senator?
I'd like to change the rules about local delegation authority. Local delegations sometimes pass laws without the approval of their home districts, without the knowledge of their home districts. And I think that any local delegation legislation should have at least three public meetings, and the people in the district should have an opportunity to voice their opinion before those things become law. I have talked to several legislators who have been to Montgomery, and I said, what's the rule on local delegations? And they said, the rule is whatever you can get away with. Well, I don't know what school of government that's from, but it's certainly not conservative Republican politics. So I would like to see some legislation that would require local delegations to advertise their bills before they're passed.
Well, I agree with that. Now we were required to advertise, but people don't recognize when you've got a little bitty. It looks more like somebody's announcing the estate of so and so. You know, it's all it is like an obituary. It's kind of hidden off in the dark side of the newspaper.
When the only announcement is that legal notice in the paper that you can't read without a microscope.
Exactly.
I think that may meet the letter of the law, but it doesn't meet the intent.
No, it doesn't. And you're right. You know, at the Alabama Policy Institute, one of the things we started doing was we're grading candidates. And one of the things we grade on is, did they raise taxes at the local level through local legislation? And, and it caught some people's attention because I don't think most folks even know local legislation passes. So I'm glad you do.
No, the local delegation here, Senator Melson in the lead, extended a temporary gas tax that the voters voted on in 2002 to pay for the Marriott complex and the RTJ golf courses. There was a $180 million match from RSA, and that gas tax was to expire in 2017. Senator Melson and the local delegation, without voter approval, extended that gas tax, temporary gas tax, to 2059. So they have taken $80 million of county money for a project that the county didn't vote on, the county didn't know about, and that's not right. It may be legal, but it's not right.
Well, and fair enough. Well, listen, John, our time's almost over here, but let me ask you, I've noticed in a lot of your pictures you're wearing a yellow vest. Is there a story behind that?
Yes, there is. Our campaign logo is a honeybee, a worker bee. I'm not a drone or a queen bee. We have too many of those in politics already. I'm a worker bee. And so that yellow vest is the sign of a worker.
All right.
I'm going to be a worker.
Well, John, we appreciate your time. Tell folks where they can find out more about you if they want to look you up again real quick before the polls tomorrow.
Our website is all lowercase, John, the numeral 4, Senate.org. I'm also on John for Senate at YouTube. And my email is johnforsenate@aol.com. I should also point out that My number, 256-275-0825, is on all of my literature. When Senator Melson was speaking to the Lauderdale County Executive Committee back in 2019 about the gas tax, someone asked him, how can we get in touch with you? And he said, send me an email. And they said, we've done that. He said, yes, I have about 12,000 unread emails. So they said, how do we get in touch with you? And he said, hire a lobbyist. Well,
oh, wow.
You don't have to hire a lobbyist to contact me. You can send me an email. You can also call me. And if I don't answer the phone, leave your number and I'll call you back.
All right, John. Well, we appreciate you throwing your name in the hat. Thank you for being on the on the radio with us for some time today. And we wish you the best of luck. The polls open tomorrow at 7, and tomorrow night we'll know.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. All right, folks, that was John Sutherland running for the Alabama State Senate against the incumbent Tim Melson over in Senate District 1, our northwestern part of the state and really the northwestern part of this listening area. All right, Copper, let's move it to a break. We'll come right back. Spend a little time wrapping this up and moving forward into the Triple Dipper. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.